Market View on Money FM 89.3.
You're listening to Money FM 89.3 and a strong start to the Tuesday session for Singapore stocks once again. And this despite the continued steepening of the yield curve that is causing equity investors here and abroad to question whether or not valuations might be running ahead of themselves. What might the month ahead have in store for local markets? And also, what are some of the things that investors should probably be paying attention to as we head deeper into 2021? Well, today in Money FM 89.3, we're joined by Mr. David Chow. He's the vice president for Azure Capital, and he's here to help us recap the month that was and also what they're looking forward to in the month of March. Mr. Chow, thanks so much for joining us today. Glad to hear you and your loved ones are in good health during these times. And welcome to the show, sir. Good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon, JP. Hi, good afternoon, all the listeners. Wishing JP and all the listeners a very happy and prosperous Chinese New Year.
Absolutely. So, Mr. Chow, again, as we mentioned a while ago, the steepening yield curve seems to have caught the attention of many equity markets for the most part. And it has started to raise questions as to whether or not valuations are indeed too pricey. But these questions have been around for quite some time. Has the steepening yield curve indeed made the questions about valuations a little bit more serious in recent times? And how cautiously is Azure Capital viewing this recent steepening of the yield curve out in fixed income markets?
Right. The run in the stock market has been surreal so far, but not totally unexpected, as the stock market is pricing in the rosier 2021 and beyond, and you know, pretty much treating 2020 as an abnormal year. The recent steepening yield curve, you know, with the U.S. 10-year bond yield crossing above 1.3%, the highest since February 2020, last week, now suddenly brings a question of whether a repeat of the 2013 taper tantrum could be on the horizon, as some investors are really starting to anticipate a tightening of policy sooner rather than later to accommodate a potential rise in inflation with all the massive stimulus being injected into the market. So at Azure Capital, we think that this tapering should be in the minds of investors, but it's not going to happen anytime soon, as the Fed and the other central bankers have maintained supportive tones in recent policy meetings, vowing to keep financial conditions loose for longer. So we think that as long as the vaccine rollout is in accordance with market expectations, with growth still coming in, this should all support a stronger market by gradual rather than steep appreciation as we have seen last year. Also, we think the steepening curve is part of an early stage of market recovery. With that being said, if the yield curve are rising for the right reasons, such as improving economic growth and a healthier rise in inflation, then we think that this market rally shouldn't be derailed. But on the cautious side of things, we don't really expect the prevailing low interest rates to continue, because global debts, as far as we are concerned, have crossed 281 trillion at the end of 2020, as reported by Bloomberg. So this is again the results of too low interest rates, which prompted debts to be piled on. So, but having said that, we understand that policymakers will be mindful of the amount of debts, and that they will be careful, not to taper too fast, as it might lead to a disorderly unwinding of debts, which will have a negative impact on the stock market.
Right, and it seems that there was a bit of a perfect storm, actually, Mr. Chow. These rising yields, the steepening yield curve also happening as markets started to hit all-time highs. Forget the Wall Street indices. We saw the Japanese Nikkei 225, the Hang Seng in Hong Kong, both breach 30,000 in recent days and then pull back and start to be a little wobblier. We had the STI also, which fell below 2,900 in recent days also. Given all of these movements, what do you think is going to happen for Asian markets, particularly here in Singapore and some of these key places like, say, Hong Kong?
Okay, I think to us, Singapore and Hong Kong markets, they are still very much affected by external events. I mean, even as recent years, the Hong Kong market has been, affected mostly by, money moving in from China. But still, at the end of the day, these two markets to us are still externally driven. So apart from the steepening of yield curve that we discussed earlier on, the recent saga surrounding GameStop, AMC Entertainment, and Express, and the whole thing about retail investors versus instis actually triggered, increased stock market volatility and exert downward pressure on the stock market. And if I look at, you know, the market, there's this one thing that I will need to remind the listeners that one of these other reasons could be because of the slowing down of cash injection into the stock market. Now, if I may quote this recent survey by Bank of America's Global Fund Manager Survey, which is one of the longest running polls of Wall Street investors, it actually shows that fund managers' allocation to cash is down to 3.8%, which is the lowest since March 2013.
Wow.
So, and allocation to stock and commodities are actually at their highest since February 2011. So, I think this survey sort of, you know, points towards the direction of the recent stocks and commodities. And, you know, both of these asset classes are currently still at a high, especially for commodities. So, also this survey also noted that a record percentage of money managers also believe that global growth is at all-time high now. So this survey actually tells us that, you know, this high level of optimism, you know, before the correction could actually raise eyebrows among contrarians looking for signs of a turning point in the market. So given that, you know, the market was on a high, this survey could actually present as an excuse for some investors to take some profits off the market.
Right. We're speaking to Mr. David Chow, the Vice President for Azure Capital here on Money FM 89.3. As you know, Mr. Chow, earnings season is beginning to wrap up here in Singapore, especially and it with a bit of a bang, actually. No less than 8 straight times index members are releasing results. Overall, though, how closely has Azure Capital been tracking earnings so far? What have your impressions been of some of the report cards? And were there any sectors that might have stood out for you in this season that might be making you consider at least potential positions there?
Right. Coming into the earnings season, we were really looking out for, you know, 2 pieces of economic data, which, you know, underpin our expectations that the companies which are going to report are going to report a decent 4Q20, even as, you know, the whole year FY20 is still going to be bad for these companies. So what are the 2 pieces of economic data? The first we actually took note of will be the Singapore 4Q20 GDP, which contracted less than expected, at coming in at negative minus 2.3% year on year, versus market expectation of minus 3.6%. So this is one of the news we took note of. An improving 4Q 2020. And the second piece of data will be the resilience of the manufacturing sector, with advanced estimates showing that the sector actually grew 7.1% in 2020, reversing from a 1.4% decline in 2019. And extending this this piece of positive manufacturing sector data will be the PMI data in January as well, which rose to 50.7. Mm-hmm. In January, showing you know, 7 straight months of expansion. So with these 2 pieces of economic data in mind, we have actually you know, linked it to positive reports like your ST Engineering. So to recap, you know, in 4Q20, they actually secured 560 million of contracts alone, and brought the full year contract value to 2.9 million, similar to 2019 levels. And, you know, overall, if you look at ST Engineering full year results, it actually met consensus with just a 10% decline in net profit. The other company, StarHub, you know, which we have been observing also, you know, saw a very decent set of results as they beat consensus due to cost savings initiatives. So, you know, with some of these companies which have reported, right, we noted that this sort of justified the revival in earnings forecast for the STI members. So if you recall, last year we actually talked about that, you know, early last year, the market actually forecasted a 41% decline in earnings per share before, you know, slowly revising their earnings per share forecast to just a negative 20% comes towards the end of the year. So as more and more companies report, you know, we should be looking out for how management is going to guide for 2021. And especially we should be looking out for the manufacturing companies, whether there's any notable improvement starting from the last quarter of 2020 to confirm the positive manufacturing trend seen so far.
So in manufacturing and industrial seems to be a sector that you folks are watching closely and you're seeing some upside in. Am I correct to assume that? Or are there other sectors that you might, that Azure Capital might also be looking at?
Yes, you're right. Manufacturing sector is indeed one of the sectors we are also looking out. We are looking at the other sectors which we are looking at is also companies which deal with green energy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for manufacturing, we will encourage investors to look closely at the ones exposed to semiconductors. As we feel that for green energy and certain technology companies, they are exposed to circular trends, which should be popular going forward. And, you know, any chance of a dip could be actually a buy-in opportunity.
Interesting thoughts there. Well, I'd like to thank Mr. David Chow, the Vice President of Azure Capital, for joining us today on Money FM 89.3. And as always, I wish you and your loved ones continued health and safety during these times, Mr. Chow, and a pleasant rest of Tuesday ahead. Cheers, sir.
Sure. Thanks so much, JP. Thank you, listeners.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.